Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 51, question 126. What is the fifth petition? And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That is, be pleased for the sake of Christ's blood not to impute to us miserable sinners our manifold transgressions, nor the evil which still always cleaves to us, as we also find this witness of thy grace in us, that it is our full purpose heartily to forgive our neighbor. There's a couple of things that are built into that petition, but one of them is the reality that even as believers, there are still transgressions, there's still an evil that always clings to us. In this life, we are never fully or completely what we would be. And so we need, so to speak, the renewing of forgiveness. We need to be reassured and reminded that the Lord forgives us from all our sins, that He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. One of the evidences of that, one of the proofs that God's forgiveness has reached us, is that we in turn are made willing to forgive others. And so if we have an unforgiving spirit, it may be that we haven't been forgiven, or it may be that, as Peter says, we've forgotten that we were purged from our old sins. But in either case, the remedy or the solution is the same. We need to be reminded of God's forgiveness. And so this prayer from Psalm 143, to which the Catechism appeals in proof of this proposition, is very appropriate, where David prays, "Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous." There is nobody who can stand on their own two feet before the Lord and say, "I've done everything, I'm fine, I'm perfect, I don't." We all need the Lord to look upon us with grace, not to enter into judgment. If He would mark iniquities, nobody could stand. But He overlooks, He forgives, He deals with iniquities in the person through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the great confidence we have, even knowing that we continue to sin, that God does not enter into judgment with us, because we have been judged in Christ. We have been made righteous in Christ.